Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's keep encouraging them. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Please, while you're still standing, and if you are seated, please rise to your feet. We're going to read the text for this morning. And we do that to honor the Lord whenever we read the scriptures. But at the same time, we don't like to make a religion out of it. So sometimes I skip it before people make a doctrine out of it. Praise the Lord. We're reading from Isaiah chapter 54, and we're going to read four verses from there, from verse 1 all the way to 4. Isaiah chapter 54, from verse 1 through 4. Sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing, and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand. Thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. And then verse 4 comes with a clear warning and, you know, whatever you want to call that. It says, fear not. Look at your neighbor, say, fear not. Thou shalt not be ashamed. For thou shalt not be ashamed. Say, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may please be seated. Our theme for the month of March is divine enlargement. Somebody say enlargement. It does not matter where I have been. What is important is where I am going. Many people miss the journey of life because they focus on where they have been or where they are. You must always remember that life is a journey. God is taking you and I on a journey, and where you are right now is where you are. It is not the final destination. It is only a bus station. Somebody say bus station. And you will move from this bus station. You will continue in this journey until you arrive at destination in the mighty name of Jesus. Traditionally, in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the first Sunday of the month is a Thanksgiving Sunday. And that is what we're doing today. Today is a Thanksgiving Sunday. But there's a problem with tradition. There's a problem when you get into certain routines, it begins to lose the edge. You remember the first time you did certain things, it was so exciting. But over time, because it has become a routine, it loses the excitement. I want you to know today that Thanksgiving is very, very important to the hearts of God. As a matter of fact, we teach our children from very tender age to say thank you. When you give a gift to a child and the child begins to enjoy the gift, and you say, and what do you say? Say thank you. So it's very important for you and I to thank the Lord and to glorify the name of the Lord, because God has done well for us. So this Thanksgiving service, I want to talk to us on some reasons why we should give thanks. Some reasons why it is important for you and I to give thanks. Thanksgiving can be automatic. Praise the Lord. And what I mean by that is this. When something good happens to you, say you get a gift suddenly, unexpected gift, something you desire, but you didn't know where it was going to come from. And somebody that you had not spoken to, for some reason, God touches their heart and they give you exactly what you wanted. What do you do? Say, thank you, Jesus. It's a reflex action, at least for us believers. You know, you just automatically go, thank you, God. I thank you. You are excited. But can I tell you something this morning? Even when nothing exciting has happened, you must learn to thank God. Because those things that we call unexciting are things that God is using to work out his purpose in our lives. Praise the Lord. We did a teaching here a few years back on the life of Joseph. Everything that Joseph went through was part of the program of God for his life. It was impossible for Joseph to become the prime minister of Egypt, living with his dad in Canaan land. It's not possible. It can't be a prime minister by fiat. So God had to relocate him one way or another. And if God told him to go to Egypt, the father would never have allowed him to go to Egypt. Amen. So God allowed the brothers to have that thing in their mind to kill him. Then they changed their mind. No, we're not going to kill him. Let's sell him for money. So they sold him for money. All of that was just to get him to where God was taking him. I'm saying that to you this morning to let you know that where you are right now, in spite of how difficult it feels, God is using that situation to work things out for your destination. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why at the end of the day, when Joseph was now the prime minister of Egypt and the brothers came and they were begging for food and begging for their lives, he told them, he said, look, you did it for evil. But God sent me ahead of you guys to save posterity, to save generations yet unborn. So what you are going through, even though it's not pleasant, even though it's not what you have planned for, even though the hand life has dealt you this time, is not what you wanted, but I want you to praise God anyhow. Praise the Lord. Knowing that God is the Alpha and the Omega. What does that mean? It's the beginning and the end. What that tells you, if it's the beginning and the end, it means he knows the end from the very beginning. Because before you got to the end, he's already there. So how you are going to get there, he knows. The reason we get troubled and we lose heart is because we don't know how things are going to happen. But God did not tell you, he was going to tell you how it was going to happen. All he said was, I'm going to do it. And believe him. When you trust in him and you have faith in him, he has never failed. He will never fail. He will not start with you. You know why? Because he is the Almighty God. I have seen that the crucible where great things are baked is not always nice 70 degrees Celsius room temperature. It's usually hot. For gold to come out shining as gold, it goes through fire, an intense fire. God has been speaking to us over the past few weeks. The first Sunday in February, we were talking about Moses is dead. The Sunday after that, we talked about the Joshua generation. The third Sunday, Pastor Doyin came and said, keep moving. Last Sunday, Pastor Norua told us, God will give you a new song. How many of us remember that one of the words that the Lord gave us for the year, apart from year of signs and wonders, year of fruitfulness, year of bountiful harvest, he said he will give us a new song. God, you will sing a new song. I say you will sing a new song in the mighty name of Jesus. When you read through the book of Psalm, you see that David is someone you can call an expert at thanksgiving and giving praise to God. You know why? He went through very difficult situations. And he has been through so many difficult situations, some of them in this situation, he was thanking God. And because God has seen him through so many difficult times, he could look back and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Why? Because he has seen God come through for him again and again and again and again. And this Thanksgiving Sunday, I want you to know that the word the Lord has given us for the month is a word of enlargement. I don't know what has caged you in or what has been limiting you, but God is saying it's going to give you room. It's going to give you space. It's going to increase. You say you will break forth on the left and you will break forth on the right in the mighty name of Jesus. And I believe that for some of us this month, we're going to be breaking new grounds. You are going to be breaking up fallow grounds. You are going to experience new things. David said in Psalm 145 from verse 1 to 3, Psalm 145 from verse 1 through 3, he said, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. What I'm saying to you this morning is, whatever is weighing you down, I want you to set it aside and make up in your mind that today you will praise God. As you give praise to God, the Bible actually tells us in Psalm 67, it says, as we praise God, it said, then the earth will yield its increase unto us. So what I need is predicated on my praise. For me to get what I need to praise God. When I praise him, then the earth will begin to yield its increase unto me. In Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2, Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2, David said, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Friends, I have realized, and this is experiential knowledge now, I have realized that one of the reasons it is difficult for us to give thanks is because we forget the things that God has done. Praise the Lord. If you have ever seen a person that was very ill, very sick, and you're catering to them, you're trying to help them be comfortable, you're giving them water, you're giving them food, if you try to tell them stories about anything, they say, can we talk about it later? You know, because of the discomfort they are feeling in their body. All they want is, if God can just heal me, if God can just take this thing away, this headache is, this migraine, this whatever is so bad, I just want to be delivered of this pain. But guess what? The moment that thing goes away, then we begin to worry about other things. If you have, I've talked about this before, toothache. If you have ever had toothache before, I mean, a few years back, I went to the dentist. I was still in the army at the time. And the chief of the dental department was the one that did my tooth, a colonel. He took out my tooth and broke my bone. In fact, he had to put like, I think it was 7 sutures that he put in there, and he sent me back to class. He didn't give me leave to go home. I went back, and I'm trying to be a brave man. You know, where I'm from, we just accustomed to pain. You know, I couldn't focus. I left. I went back, and I said, sir, I cannot take this. I was hospitalized for 3 days. Do you think I was worried about anything at that time? No, my only thought was this toothache. If God, you can just take away this pain. In spite of all the Percocet and everything they gave me, the pain was still excruciating. We forget very quickly the things God has done, and that is why we get to a point and all we can see is what is not working right now. We forget what has been working and is still working. In spite of whatever difficulty I may be faced with right now, there are some things that are going well for me in life. Praise the Lord. One thing I am confident of is there's nobody here this morning under the sound of my voice that came from under the bridge. Anybody? Nobody. What I'm saying is I'm pretty comfortable and confident that there's none of us that is homeless. Many of us, the problem we have with food is what to eat. So you want to have cereal in the morning. You have cornflakes, you have, help me, rice crispy. You have Cheerios, Cocoa Puffs, Raisin Bran. You have Golden Morn. You have all kinds of things, and you are now confused. Which of these should I eat? Friends, what I'm saying to you this morning is the Lord has been good to you. What I'm saying to you is that you have a lot more going for you than is not going for you. Many of us will look at situation, we look at life. You know, there are some people that wish they have your life today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Many people wish they have what you have right now. Even though you think, oh, I'm all busted, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that. But they look at you, they say you have a good life. But you are saying in your heart, Pastor, you don't know my story. How can you even make those assertions? I may not know your story, but that you are seated here, I look at everybody looking beautiful, looking good. That you can even manage to pretend to be looking good. It means you have some things going for you. Praise the Lord. Can you give your neighbor that beautiful smile you just beamed at me? Give them that beautiful smile. Give them that. Put your hands together for the Lord. David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. The oh there is trying to lay an emphasis. It means the psalmist at this point is getting frustrated. He said, why will you guys not thank this God? He said, oh, that you guys will give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. Do you know there are many people that were saved the day that you were saved that are backsliding today? Gone, totally backsliding. There's no trace of them ever knowing the Lord or meeting with the Lord. But look at you. Sunday morning, you are still in church, worshiping the Lord, lifting up holy hands. You might say, well, Pastor, don't let looks deceive you. The fact that somebody is in church does not mean they are living right. At least you made it. At least you made it. And the Lord will touch you. The Lord will turn it around for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Very quickly, I need to run through now because today is Thanksgiving and we're really going to give thanks to the Lord. I want you to open with me to Psalm 103 from verse 1 to 5. We're going to stay here for a little bit. Psalm 103 from verse 1 to 5. We'll stay here for a little bit and then we'll tie it to our text and I'll wrap up and we'll pray and we'll go into Thanksgiving. Verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He's not talking about what he's doing now. He said all his benefits. If there's any benefit you have ever gained from the Lord, he said, remember them today. Who forgives? He begins to list the benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities? Who heals all thy diseases? Who redeems thy life from destruction? Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? When you look at the verse 1 there, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul. The word bless there, I was surprised. I said, let me check this. What is this blessed the same as the blessed in the New Testament? And the word blessed here is the word, a Hebrew word, Barak, like Barack Obama. Barak. And Barak means to kneel. It means an act of adoration unto God. He's saying to his soul, he said, my soul, it is very important that you remember the tangible things that God is doing in your life. And for you and I, this is an absolute necessity. Many of us, we have turned God into like an errand God that we send to do things for us. Lord, I need to pay my rent. Make a way. Lord, I need to be healed. Make a way. Lord, I need a wife. Bring her. Lord, I need a husband. Bring him. Lord, I need children. Give me. We turn him to our errand boy. But the Almighty God is not our errand boy. He is the all and the mighty God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the great I am that I am. He is the God who was, the God who is, the God that will be forevermore. The God that you cannot question, you cannot query. He created this wide expanse of universe for us to enjoy. You look at the galaxies. They have created telescopes that can show us things that are out there. You cannot but stand in awe of this God. And in spite of the wide expanse of his creation, he has chosen you and I. He has chosen you and I to be his exact replica and image. So he made us in his own likeness and in his own image. That alone is something to be thankful for. I cannot imagine myself a dog or a monkey. You know, or the roach that everybody sees. Or a rat that is a pest. Do you understand what I'm saying? It says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. David was putting everything in perspective in his life. He's saying, look, soul, it does not matter what you are going through right now. God has been good. Soul, it does not matter the lack or the deprivation you have right now, but God has been good. Many of us are not able to reflect. It's one of the reasons why we are not able to give thanks. From the text that we have read, if you read the whole chapter, if you begin to count one by one, one after the other, you will count 30 benefits that the psalmist talks about in there. But let's just look at five very briefly. Number one, in verse 3, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all of that. And in verse 3, he said, who forgives all thine iniquities? And this reminds me of the woman that was caught in adultery. And the Bible says, in the very act. It means it was not a suspicion. These guys, they were bad. They were really bad. It means they broke through the door and they caught them in the very act. And they brought the woman to Jesus and said, Moses said, we must stone her to death. What say you? He said, let the one that has not committed a sin ever be the first to throw the stone. And the Bible tells us that Jesus knelt down and was writing in the sand. And some have suggested that as he was writing, he looks up, he saw the liar, he put liar. He looks up, he saw the fornicator, he said fornicator. He looked up, he saw the thief, said, armed robber. He began to list their sins, and each one, as they saw their sin, chick, 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 chick. The reason you and I can sit in church and be smiling and looking good is because he has forgiven all our iniquities. The reason you can say, oh, I'm a believer, I'm born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, heaven-going, and demon-chasing, is because he forgave our sins. Some of us, if it was possible to play back the tape of our lives, in fact, the person sitting next to you right now will be relocating. Say, really? Really? And you know, you begin to think and say, you know, these things don't leave people easily. I don't know if he's still capable of doing it. Let me just relocate myself over here. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Why? Because it's the Lord that forgives all our iniquities. I don't know if the enemy is condemning you right now. The Lord can forgive. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, it says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. What is despicable to God is a life of disobedience and continual living in sin. But that the Lord can forgive, absolutely the Lord can forgive. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not his benefit because it forgives my sin. Some people here this morning, they have lied. Not because they wanted to. but because they need to be delivered from the spirit of lie. You know, some people just lie for no reason. When they open their mouth, lies just... Praise the Lord. But there's nobody like that here today. It's just somebody you know. He said, who forgives all thine iniquities? And number two, in the same verse, it says, who heals all thy diseases? Has anybody here been healed of anything before? The Lord is a healer. The Lord is a healer. I remember there was somebody here. We were still up the street at the time. You know, the individual had some kind of skin situation. I said, Pastor, please let's pray for this thing too. It's just a problem for me. And they had a condition that they can't be taking medication at this time. So we had communion and we prayed. Well, not unbelievably. You know some things, you know miracles happen. But when you see some miracles, you yourself, you are like unbelievable. By the next day, raw wound dried up. Completely dried up without no medication whatsoever. The Lord is a healer. The Lord is a healer. If there is any discomfort you have in your body, any situation, any disease, any ailment that you have in your body, understand that God can heal you. And when you begin to thank Him for that healing, you will understand that this God, you will know for real that He's a healer. One of the sisters here was diagnosed with lupus. Went to the doctors, they gave her medication and all of these things. I'm not saying don't take medicine. I'm just telling you what the Lord has done. They gave her medicine, but she said, you know, just pray for me. And the church prayed for her. 2 years later, she went back to the doctors. The doctor said, well, did medicine really work? He said, well, this is all your prescription. I filled it, but I didn't use it. You see, it's still complete. I didn't use it. He said, what happened? He said, we prayed. The Lord is a healer. And because He's a healer, He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. He deserves all the adoration. I've shared this testimony many times before. There's a gentleman that I know very well, and thank God my mom is here today. She will confirm this if you need confirmation. There's a gentleman. The only reason I knew this was because the guy and his wife came over to my house for my mom to speak to them. The guy, they won lottery visa to come to the United States of America. And part of the things they do to get the visa was to take an HIV test. So they took the test, and the guy was positive. And the woman was like, before you destroy my life, I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. So they were having problems in their marriage. They were married with children. So they brought them to my mom. Anyway, cut long story short, the guy was prayed for. HIV disappeared. He's still alive and well today. In fact, he's an ordained assistant pastor today. I praise the Lord. The diseases that medicine has no answer for, this healer, he has an answer for it. He has an answer for it. And he will heal you, he will touch you in the mighty name of Jesus. But we must learn to give thanks. Number three, very quickly. It says in verse 4, it says, who redeems thy life from destruction? Friends, I have been in terrible situation that it was only God that saved my life. When I was young and, doing things that young people do, I almost destroyed my own life. But the Lord brought me around. He redeemed me. He saved me from destruction. He saved me from myself. The Lord will deliver you from yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus. He's a redeemer. He's the one that redeems our soul. He's the one that saved us from ourselves. You know, there are many things that we like to do that are not good for us. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen a doctor smoking before? That is like a believer that is living in sin. Because the doctor knows fully well that this thing I'm doing, it will kill you, but he's doing it anyhow. It's the same thing with a believer that knows the consequence of sin and is living in sin. Praise the Lord. But God is a redeemer. if I will surrender my life to him, if I will give myself to him, he can redeem me from the clutches of sin. And he can set my feet on the right path to heaven and be delivered completely. The Lord will deliver you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Number four, very quickly, I jump to verse 5. It says, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Let's take the first part. First of all, number four, he satisfies you with good things. Friends, there are many things that you know. You know that you know that you know that you don't qualify for, but he gave it to you anyhow. Praise the Lord. Someone was sharing a testimony with me. Said, Pastor, I applied for a job. And I thought, you know, I just walk in and just get the job. And they said, no. Before you get this job, there's a test that you have to take. The individual takes the test and flunks the test. And they said, you know what? We'll hire you anyway. We know you are trainable. We will train. Even though you failed the test, we will hire you anyhow. And guess what? After the individual gets the job, does training, they agree on pay, wages, and things. It was time to be paid. The individual is in our church. Praise the Lord. It's time to get paid. They paid the individual $9 more per hour than was negotiated. Look at me. I'm telling you this morning, God is able to satisfy you with good things in the name of Jesus. I will never forget the day I was at my job. I was sitting at my desk and I get a phone call. Hello, Pastor. I said, yeah. So, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm at work. What is it? Get to it quickly. He said, remember that Mercedes-Benz that I showed you? I said, yes. He said, do you like it? I said, yeah, I told you I liked it, but I don't have the money for it. He said, oh, okay, I know what you said. I said, but do you really like it? I said, now you are teasing me. I like it. But I don't have the money. I said, okay, no problem, Pastor. Don't be alarmed. When you get home, you will see a white Mercedes-Benz in your driveway. The key is in the glove compartment. I will do the name transfer and the ownership transfer, and I will bring it to you in the next week or so. The Lord satisfies us with good things. The Lord satisfies us with good things. And when you think back on your life, there were things that he has given to you that you did not deserve. But because our memory is short, okay, I thank God for that one, but I want this one also. So we forget the things that he has done. But if you can thank him for the ones he has done, there are many things ahead that he wants to give to you. But because you have not shown appreciation for what you got, there is no way the new one will come. Give thanks unto the Lord. David said, oh, give thanks. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He said, forget not his benefits. There is a lot of benefit serving the Lord, people of God. There is a lot of benefit in the service of God. Let me tell you one of the benefits that we overlook quite a bit. Can you imagine? Think about this. Think about this. Can you just imagine how much it will cost to treat cancer? Think about how much it will cost to do a cardiac bypass. Think about how much. I know you have insurance, but there will be copays. There will be extras that will come from you to make sure you get what you need. Praise the Lord. Think about how much it will cost if... Just think about along those lines. How much it will cost. But look at you. Cancer free. And you will always be cancer free. In the name of Jesus. Look at you. No cardiac issues. They are not planning to put stents to open up your blood vessel. They are not planning a surgery to open up your arteries, in your cardiac arteries. Think about the cost. There is benefit in serving the Lord. The Lord has been good to you. The Lord has been good to me. God is a faithful God. What he says he will do, he does. If he says a thing, you can take it to the bank, consider it done. Very quickly, I need to begin to round up now because today is Thanksgiving and we must thank God. Number 5, it says he renews your youth like the eagle. It is interesting that the scripture will compare you and I to eagle. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it says the same thing. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is comparing us to eagle. He said one of the benefits of serving the Lord is that God will renew your strength like the eagle. I read that the eagles, some eagles are able, if they are not killed by people, eagles can live up to about 70 years. 70 years. And at about age 40, the eagle goes through a process that doesn't happen to any other animal, as far as I know. They say at about age 40, the eagle goes through a painful process that takes about 5 months. And some of you, under the sound of my voice, you are going through this process right now. So the eagle goes through a painful process of 5 months, a process of rebirth, in which the eagle loses all the feathers and grows new feather. The beak, it gets rid, it removes the old beak and grows brand new beak. The talons, it loses the talons and grows brand new ones. And by the time it comes out of this painful process, after 5 months, it has another 30 years lease of life. Friends, the difficulty we face sometimes is not because God has failed us. The challenges we face is not because God has failed us. God is renewing our youth like the eagles. Can somebody say amen to that? God is renewing your youth as an eagle. That is why the Bible can say in our text reads, he said, sing, O ye barren. You know why? Because God knows the end of the matter. God is saying that the barren may be barren today, but the barren will not be barren forever. The Bible is saying the poor may be poor today, but the poor will not be poor forever. Listen to me. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, it says this God is the one that can take a beggar from the dunghill and set him in the palace amongst princes. You are going through a process. That process will take you to destination. I said that process will take you to destination. It says, sing, O barren, thou that did not bear, break forth into singing. What God is saying is, I know where you are. I know what you lack. I know the problems you have. But let's see if you can praise me in spite of. Let's see if you can give me glory in spite of. Say, sing, O ye barren, thou that did not bear. Break forth into singing. Cry aloud that thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. And listen, verse 2, which is our scripture for the month of March. Say, enlarge the place of thy tent. I'm saying this to you prophetically this morning, and I want you to pay attention, church. It says, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Break forth to the right, and break forth to the left. What God is saying to us as a church is, if, let's say, you are a young man, you are believing God for a wife, is to start making plans for marriage. Start shopping around for the wedding rings. Start shopping around and making plans for that marriage ceremony because it's going to happen. in the name of Jesus. The same thing if you are a lady, you are trusting God for a husband, start shopping around for your wedding gowns. Start looking. He said, enlarge the place of thy tent. It means begin to make plans. You have, listen to me. Many of us, we have this thing that we do. It's called wishful thinking. How I wish. If wishes were horses, is that how they say it? What will happen? People will fly. Beggars will ride. If wishes were horses, beggars will rise. Or will ride. God is saying, move from wishful thinking and begin to make definite plans. There are people here that all that you have been wishing for, the first thing you need to go and do is go and incorporate a business. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Take the first step. Take the first step. When Jesus said to Peter, he said, come be with me, come. For Peter to walk on water, he had to take the first step out of the boat, and he walked on water. Believe me, as you take the first step by faith out of the boat into the water, you will walk on water. Amen. You will ride the waves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. God said to Moses, the Bible says Moses cried unto the Lord because the army of Pharaoh was coming behind them, and ahead of them was the Red Sea. That is like being between a hard place and a rock. No going back and no going forward. God says, stop crying unto me. I have given you everything you need. Lift up that rod, that ordinary rod, stretch it forth and see what happens. He obeyed God, he stretched forth the rod. Guess what? The sea parted. The Red Sea will part for you. Every sea that is before you, everything that has limited you and caged you in, every opportunity that you have missed, every favor, everything that has been denied you, the door will open unto you. The name of Jehovah is the way maker. The way maker will make a way for you. The way maker will make a way for you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah and jump to your feet. Rise to your feet. We're going to praise God. We're going to give him thanks. Why? Because we know he's the way maker. We know he's the one that can do what no man can do. And today, I want you to release yourself. It was an express command that God gave to the barren. He said, oh, barren, break forth with singing and begin to praise the Lord. What that means is, I know your situation has not changed. You know, because people usually, they praise God when the situation changes. So God is saying, I know your situation is the same, but begin to praise me now. As you praise me, you will watch that situation transformed. You will watch it transformed. We will watch it transformed. As many as are in the egg stage, you are going to graduate to the larva stage. If you are in the larva stage, you will graduate to the pupa stage. You will not remain and die in a cocoon. You will get to destination. You will fulfill and maximize God, your God-given potential. In the name of Jesus, you will arrive at destiny. In Jesus' name. Lift up both hands to heaven and just praise the name of the Lord this morning, or this afternoon. Say, Father, I thank you. Jehovah, I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. Lord, you are worthy. You deserve my best. Lord, you are worthy. You deserve the very best. There is no one that can compare unto you. You are a faithful God. It does not matter what they say to me. It does not matter what my situation is saying to me. I know, Lord, that you are good. I know, God, that my end is better than my beginning. I know, Lord, that you are taking me to a better place. And I glorify your name. Thank you for the years past. You are worthy, oh Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Worthy of my praise. Worthy of my adoration. Take all glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As we honor you, we give you, glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, the prayer of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. So is the sacrifice, so is the praise, so is the thanks of the wicked. As we give thanks to the Lord this afternoon, I want you to look at yourself, check within yourself. Am I right with God? Am I living right? Is all well with me? If you cannot answer an affirmative yes, then you need to repent today. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Confess your sins. Say, Lord, I confess my sins. I confess, I repent. I know that you are the Redeemer. I know that you are the one that can forgive all my iniquities. Therefore, I confess my sins before you today. I release myself under your mighty hand. And I ask, God, for your mercy. Cleanse me by the blood. Cleanse me by the blood that my praise, my worship, my thanksgiving may be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.